This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As you walk together hand in hand, Allah has given you a companion and friend to stand and always be seen as man and wife fulfilling their deen. From this day on, forever be true.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. All praises due to Allah. And may his peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We begin by welcoming our brothers and sisters and all of our viewers, saying assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace and blessings and the mercy of Allah be upon all of you. This is actually going to be the last episode of our program, and I really hope that you have enjoyed this as much as I have, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we'll try to make it as informative, as light as possible. Last time we spoke about the characteristics that we ought to be looking for in the partners that we seek in our lives, and we spoke about many of them. This is what we call cautionary remark and final reminders. As far as why don't some relationship works. Remember at the very beginning of our program, we said relationships don't work because of two reasons. One is because we're getting into the relationship for the wrong reasons, such as, if you remember, pressure, sexual hunger, loneliness and desperation, guilt, distraction from our own challenges of life and what have you. There are also wrong type of relationships that we must avoid. A person may get into the right relationship with the right person, but it may end up being the wrong type of a relationship. What are some types of relationships? The minute we care about the person more than they care about ourselves. What happens is that, yeah, you do feel that you are in love and you are mad about the person, but you don't know how that person feels about you. That can be so unbelievably draining. I have had so many counseling sessions with people coming in and saying, I am so crazy about this person, I just don't know how they feel about me. I feel that I give in this relationship, and I have no idea where this person stands. I am crazy about him, I think about him or her all the time, yet they are very distant from me. Not only this, but it may be the case that we are more excited about them than they are excited about us. And we keep giving and giving and giving. And you know what happens eventually? We feel that we have been cheated. We feel very angry. We feel miserably. And worst of all, we feel hungry for love. You know how sometimes the starvation is not only because there is no food. Sometimes there is what? Emotional starvation. So you feel that you are giving, but you're not getting anything in return. With this type of relationship, that makes it very difficult. The other type of relationship is actually the opposite of it, where you know deep in your heart that you really do not feel about this person as much as they feel about you. They care much more about you than you do care about them. And you know what happens at this point? You are never satisfied. You know why? Because you know that you are not giving it your heart. You know that you are not committed to this fully. And that can leave you with defensive mechanism, just trying to protect yourself. Some people are afraid of investing emotionally, so they remain at distance. They don't want to get hurt. They're very afraid. So they use this as a defensive mechanism. And of course, that won't work, simply because the other person is giving you, you are not reciprocating that, and you know it, and that is going to leave you very unsatisfied, because you know that you're not giving it your heart. This is one of my favorite ones. When people are in love with their partner's potential, what do I mean? They are not really in love with the person as they are at this point, but they are in love with whom they wish the person would become. You all know what I'm talking about? You do not like the person for who they are at this point, but you like them for whom you hope that they would become one day. So you're not in love with them, you are in love with their potential. You are not in a loving relationship, but rather you are in a project. MashaAllah, she will look so beautiful when she loses 400 pounds. I can't wait for that. mean? Oh, mashallah, when he becomes a doctor, he will be such a good, I love him so. What is he right now? He's working on his high school. So what happens is that we end up creating projects and not necessarily relationships. Not only this, but sometimes we end up believing in people more than they believe in themselves. And that is, of course, not acceptable. However, here's what we want. We want to love the person for who they are now, not loving them in spite of who they are today or in hopes of whom they will become tomorrow. We like the person as they are today, as they are right now. Not despite of who they are, because we have to be very selective. Not in hopes of whom they might become tomorrow, but rather, no, we want to like them as they are today. So what happens is that if you keep hoping to change them so that you will be happy, you are not loving, but rather you are gambling. You are taking a project. You are not taking a marital relationship. When you are on a rescue mission, some people, they are what we call just rescue-holics. What do? They feel sorry for some people, and then they would like to help. I remember one time, these are Muslims who came to the masjid. She came in the masjid with her son, and she wanted me to talk to the son. There was a girl who got pregnant by her boyfriend, not a Muslim girl, and this Muslim young kid decided that he's going to save her. I said, what do you want to do? He said, I want to marry her. When she delivers that baby, I am going to marry this woman. And I said, why do you want to do that? And he said, because she needs to be saved. And this guy, he cheated her, and he had, you know, an intimate relationship with her. And now he got her pregnant, and he's splitting. He's running away. And now I am going to save her, and I am going to make sure that, you know, she lives happily ever after. So why do you need to save her in the capacity of a husband? Why do you have to be married to her? You can help, but why do you have to be married to her? Some people decide that they are going to be rescueholics. So if you look into point number 3, afraid that they would fall apart if you are not there. And this is exactly how they were feeling. People never marry a person because you pity them. Never be with a person because you feel sorry for them. It is not pitifulness that people need. You are either genuinely interested in them or you are not. Just compassion and kindness by itself, as noble as that is, but remember this, that does not build a family. You can help them in a capacity different than being a husband. See, in many cases where people feel sorry for people and they go in, and the sad part about it is that these types of relationships are very difficult to end because the person continuously will be feeling guilty. Oh, I can't leave them. Look at how far we have gone. If I leave, they're going to collapse, either the man or the woman. And we say, please, do not do so in the capacity of either a husband or a wife. And sometimes, if you are in it because you are infatuated with them for external reasons, then that does not really help. One of my favorite ones is people say, oh, when I saw his eyes, they just pierced my soul. His mustache reminds me of my father. Okay? Her eyes exactly look the eyes of my mother. Okay, that's fine. So you become infatuated with them for external reasons. External reasons do not say much about our character. People are infatuated with the teacher because of how good he knows the answers. Singers, movie stars, speakers, players, and what have you. So that is not good enough, people. So we do not want to be in that place. Or people sometimes they have partial compatibility. You're compatible, but partially. Can you believe it? I have the same motorcycle that he does. Big deal. Okay, so what? You just bought it from the same place. Allah is sending me a sign. We bought the motorcycle from the same place. Okay, big deal. You know what? We read the same book. Okay, so what? That's what we call partial compatibility. And usually people look into these unusual circumstances or environments or timing or activity and you know, they just draw their own conclusions, okay? And of course, that is not acceptable. And we become infatuated with the area of partial compatibility. We really don't pay attention to the rest of the relationship and how it is going. This is a very important one. Sometimes people get married simply because the person that has proposed to them is too religious to pass. You all know what I'm talking about? They're too religious to pass, therefore, it's almost a sin. You know how good that person is? He is the imam, he is the sheikh or this sister. She is a hijabi, she is a niqabi, she is a hafiz of the Quran. I cannot just let pass. Allah is bringing him or her my way. I cannot just let go of this so easily. Remember, it takes more than just people being religious. We spoke about compatibility, we spoke about attraction, we spoke about many things. And this also is classified under guilt as well. And now, what happens is we need to avoid the following. And I am sorry that I am rushing through this, but this is a very important one. You cannot make a Mr. Right out of the wrong material people. If they are Mr. Wrong, guess what? They really are Mr. Wrong. If she is a Miss Wrong, she really is a Miss Wrong. You do not want to gamble. Regardless of how loving, of how sweet, of how fun, of how kind and devoted, and you cannot perform a personality switch on someone, people. You cannot. People do not change because we want them to change. People can only change because they themselves want to change. We can motivate them, we can encourage them, but ultimately, by the end of the day, they are the ones that would have to make that change. Our integrity will not make them honest. Our prayers will not make them a spiritual dynamo. And the last statement is a very, very important statement. Yes, God does answer prayers. However, but putting yourself in a situation that requires God to rescue you is unwise. We are on dangerous ground if we think God owes us because we prayed. You all know what I'm talking about? You marry an alcoholic and say, I will pray to Allah to save him. Does Allah respond to these kind of prayers? Of course he does. But then you are putting yourself on some very dangerous grounds when you think that God owes you because you just prayed. This is a very important position, people. I know people said that, you know, the man is really an alcoholic. You do not want to get involved with him. The woman is not really known to be a good woman. Do not get involved with that. Say, well, you know what? Inshallah, my love and my sweetness and how fun and loving I can become. That is all nice. But remember, nobody will ever be able to perform a personality switch on any person. And that is why we say, motivation you can do, encouragement that you can do, but change must come from within that person. In short, you cannot make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. You all know what that means. If they are the wrong material, then they really are the wrong material. Where do I look for Mr. Right or Miss Right? This is another mistake that we shouldn't be doing. Expect to find Mr. Right in the wrong place. You all know what I'm talking about? Expect to find Mr. Right in the wrong place. With this, inshallah, we're going to take a very short break and we will be back momentarily. So please do stay tuned with us.
Always be seen as man and wife fulfilling.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, blessings, and mercy of Allah be upon all of you. And thank you for joining us here again. And if you have just joined us, this is going to be our last episode of this entire program. It has been a beautiful journey. Very grateful that you have joined us. And hopefully you found it to be informative and light as well. And today we are talking about last minute do's and don'ts. This is a very important point, and that is expect to find Mr. Right or Miss Right in all the wrong places. We constantly complain that there are not good men out there or good women out there. But it's very difficult that if you're looking for a non-drunker, you don't go to the pub. You do not go to the nightclub. If you are looking for Mr. Right, you would have to look for them in the right places. If you're looking for somebody who cares about education, people go to the libraries. If you want to look in for people who are religiously minded and they're activists, you go to the masjid. You attend, you know, Muslim seminars. In some places, such as the place that you are in here today, you know, people have extended families, they have sisters to go out there and look for them. But sometimes in the West, people do not have families to go and look for them. And that is why in the masjid, people have to create activities via which they are able to introduce people to each other so that people can find suitable marriages. The internet happens to be a place that people can do this, and I would say please do be careful because you really do not get to know a person through their profile on the internet. But rather, it is a place, you know, it's a start. However, you would have to make sure that you look for Mr. Right and Miss Right in all the right places and do not be looking for the right person in the wrong place. Sometimes people feel that it's okay for them to hook up now and find fidelity next, and that is, of course, not acceptable. However, there is something strange about men. Men don't mind fooling around initially, but then when they get married, whom do they want to get married to? They want to get married to a good woman. Isn't that hypocritical? You want to fool around. However, when it is time for you to settle down, what do you say? You want a good woman. Is this hypocrisy? Of course it is. However, unfortunately and sadly, it is also reality. This is what men do. Or, to put it better, this is what some men may do. So pay attention to that. Okay? Sometimes people get too friendly with either a married man or with a married woman. Supposedly, a wedding ring should be a deterrent, but not everybody believes that. A wedding ring tells that, you know what, we are really not available. And remember, we spoke about this earlier. And sometimes to some people, you know, gaining a man's heart who's married or a woman's heart who's married, they can be very flattering at first. And if he cheats with you or if he considers you, why do you think that they will not do it again when they are with you? Sadly, I have seen so many cases of this happening. People leave their families. They are made to leave their families. Unfortunately, by the end of the day, the same thing that they did with their initial spouse, they do it again. And then, and maybe we'll, inshallah, we will finish with this one or the one after it, seduce someone to leave their family for you. When people tell us, you know, my husband or my wife treats me this way, reactions such as, I cannot believe that he or she treats you that way, and you look into this, and almost you're saying that, you know, you come to me and I will not do that to you. So we end up encouraging people to leave their families. You know what the Prophet ﷺ said about this? He said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ خَبَّبَ عَلَى مْرِئٍ زَوْجَهُ. He said that he is not of us. He who either seduces or encourages people to leave their spouses. Not all the time. There are certain circumstances where we might encourage people to do so. But in principle, if there is no good reason, we do not encourage people to leave their families. And what I warn people all the time is from this point, and that is, do not make an emotional investment immediately. Real love takes time. Protect your heart. Keep your feet on the ground. Do not get your feet wet. And as far as we're concerned, there are certain things that we can do. For example, I don't know how to put this. I don't say, you know, make yourself attractive, but let us make the best out of our appearance initially. There is nothing godly about being a slob. Some people think that the more religious you are, somehow you've got to be looking and feeling very sloppy. This was the last of it. And I would say that if anything that we have learned here, there are a few points that I would love for you to take home with you. And that is, remember the following, that yes, we do believe in Qadr, we do believe in the predestiny, we do believe in the concept of Nasib, but marriage is a choice. And that is a choice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you to practice. Practice that choice. You are making a choice. There is no room for being fatalistic. We are constantly making these choices. Make a wise choice. First step in making a wise choice is to know what it is that you're looking for. You must have an inner idea of what do I want? What do I want from marriage? What do I want in the person that I am looking for? And finally, I say, ask lots of questions. Ask very important questions. Ask and ask and ask. Simply because the more questions you ask, the more information you will have. The more information you have, the better judgment you are able to make. And like I said, this is going to be our final episode. It's been a beautiful journey, and thank you for being good companions in that journey. And in the few minutes that we have, maybe we can entertain some questions, inshallah. I know that some of you had a question prior to this, to have a sister here.
To be compatible is like your personalities should match, right?
I wouldn't say personalities match. At least you have enough within your personalities that you really can.
How far is it correct to get personality assessment done of both the spouse, persons involved?
I would not necessarily say that get a personality assessment about them, but it might help you to know your own personality as far as what kind of a person I am. Because part of knowing what to look for is knowing who we are. And sometimes we don't know who we are. Okay?
Jazakallah, brother, for explaining us all the do's and don'ts. However, in our life, when we try to implement it to have a successful life, there may be times when we may come across the results at some times when it would be a bit down and where we may get upset while we are going through these tips. At that time, to keep us motivated at those conditions, what is the best advice you would give us so that we could be still up in that level?
Remember, a Muslim is always optimistic, sister. And when we Muslims look into these things, we don't say that these are problems, but rather these are challenges. And challenges bring opportunities with them. We may be very disappointed by people. Sometimes we may be disappointed by those who are even close to us. But we know that what controls this is, as long as our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not affected, then we are in good hands. So where we get our motivation from, our encouragement from, when those who are around us cease to give us this motivation and encouragement, that we get it from our relationship with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also speaking to like-minded sisters, inshallah. Go ahead. And this, inshallah, will be our last question. Go ahead, sister.
How about istikhara, brother?
Yes, this was the last point, and thank you for reminding me. When it comes to issues of marriage, there is only so much that we can know. There are only so many questions that we can ask. By the end of the day, there is a beautiful concept that is called istikhara, and that is consulting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where in it we say, Allah, I have done my homework. To the best of my ability, I have done my homework. I have made up my mind about this person, either a nay or a yay. Allah, you know more than I do. You know that which I know not. You are able for that which I am not able to. Oh Allah, show me the way. If this is good for me in my life, in my hereafter, oh Allah, make it easy for me. If it is not good for me, for my dunya, for my hereafter, oh Allah, please keep it away from me, remove it away from me, and remove me away from it. Sometimes we may choose to leave the evil, but the evil may choose not to leave us. You all see this? So you say, oh Allah, give me the ability to leave the evil, but also keep the evil away from me. And then we say, وَرَضِّنِي بِقَضَائِكَ, and make me amongst those who are pleased with your decree. You must pray istikhara. Especially on vital issues like these, you must pray istikhara, and we must constantly beg of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. And with this, inshallah, we come to the conclusion of not only this part of our episode, but for the entire program. It has been a beautiful journey. Very grateful that you have joined us on this journey. For those of us who are already married, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your homes blissful homes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us and you in faith, inshallah. Make you the best of husbands to the best of wives, and the best of wives to the best of husbands. May Allah bless your children. And for those of you who are single, either in our audience or out there, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you partners that will be pleasing for you in this life as well as in the hereafter as well. And may Allah give us the wisdom as we are about to choose and make a choice in this regard for our partners. We do not claim that we have answered all the questions, nor do we claim that we have covered all the grounds. But the little that we have shared with you, we hope that it was of benefit to all of you, Ya Rabbil Alameen. If we have made a mistake, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And if we said something that was right, that was by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are very grateful for this. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Until we meet next time in some other program, we say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.